Good morning, class. This is Ms. Fisher. Today we will be going to the library. We go to the library right after science at 1:45. I thought we should start off with some fun facts. Did you know there are more than 117,000 libraries in the United States? The Library of Congress has the most books of any library in the United States. Mexico has the oldest library in North America. Now that you know a few fun facts, I thought we should read a book. It is called Manners in the Library by Carrie Finn. Good manners are an important part of any library visit. Lots of different people use the library in lots of different ways. By using good manners, you can show respect for everyone. There are many ways you can use good manners in the library. Mia uses her inside voice. She keeps quiet so she won't disturb other people. Mia is using good manners. Charles wants to find a book on dinosaurs. He says please when he asks the librarian for help. He is using good manners. Kyle is hungry, but he saves his apple until he leaves the library. He knows that you cannot have food or drinks in the library. He is using good manners. Ruth helps her little sister find a sing-along video. They are careful with the videos, books, and computers in the library. Ruth and her sister are using good manners. Grace loves to learn about lions. Still, she only checks out the number of books she knows she'll read. She is using good manners. Jody spends a rainy day in the library. She reads silently to herself so she doesn't bother other people. She is using good manners. Mark's books are due on Friday. He returns his books on time. He is using good manners. During story time, Joey and Tanya sit quietly and listen. They are using good manners. Manny does not interrupt the teacher while she reads to the class. He is using good manners. You can learn a lot at the library. You can also have fun. But remember to be quiet. By using good manners, you can make sure everyone else enjoys his or her visit too. The end. Thank you for being such a good audience. Now that I have read Manners in the Library, we will discuss how we can use our manners during our visit to the library this afternoon. Please bring a pencil and some paper and circle up in the front of the classroom for our discussion.